Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
All right, welcome back to another episode of The Podcast. We're the host of this here podcast, he's Ted Smith, the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
First of all, it's episode 300. I hope everybody's
excited. This is Sparta.
Good callback, man. Back in the upper left-hand corner, down in Austin, he goes by the name of Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
Boys, it's Ep 300. Everything is beautiful and nothing hurts. The stock is through the roof. We're back charging again. I feel like we're going to see a 4-for-1 split. I'm feeling it today, boys. How we living?
All right, back there, getting the studio all set up, taking care of all the important business before he hopped on here. Matt Conner, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Separation's in the preparation, Ted.
It is. I guess we'll start with episode 300. So is that... Matt, is that 300 of us total, or like the last couple of years, or?
No, that's minus all the home episodes.
Okay, yeah, that's wiping a lot off the stat sheet, boys.
Yeah, we were approaching episode 300 when COVID hit, and then we just switched it all over to the home episodes, and then eventually we stopped that, and yeah, now we're here. It's been a lot. I don't remember how many home episodes we did, but what a journey.
Yeah, it's kind of wild. We actually made it to 300, too. I'm like, man, we've been doing this for a while. Do you remember what year was we first started?
Dude, I don't know. I mean, we could do some simple math. How many home episodes are there?
I don't know.
Do you have a rough estimate? 50, 100?
80 or so? We were 80? Getting to a point. There was a point where I was like, are we going to hit 100 home episodes or go back to and hit episode 300 first?
All right. So about 80 plus 300. So about 380 episodes. And I would say we're good for, let's see, there's 52 weeks in a year. I would say we're good for 46 episodes a year. Does that feel right to you guys?
Yeah, that feels right. But I know we definitely miss at least 2 weeks at Christmas. There's always a few Tuesdays. So it might be a little bit less.
If I told you I could get you into that Cadillac today with zero down, would that interest you? I don't know. I just felt like I was talking like a sales dude.
I got to ask my wife.
No, don't ask her. Does she control the money? She's not working all day. Okay. It's you out there breaking your back in the salt mine. and you deserve a new car. Never let him ask the wife. Sales 101. All right. So 380 divided by, you were saying a little less than that. So maybe 40, let's call it 43. And let's split the difference, you and me, 10, call it 43, three eps a year. low interest rates, you know? Okay. So that would be 8.83 years. And it's 2022. So that's going to take us back. Usually I don't do public math to what, 2014?
That feels about right.
That feels about right. Late 13, early 14 feels right in the ring, you know? Wow.
Yeah, right. Because, yeah. I mean, we were doing it before the Seahawks actually won a Super Bowl.
I still drank when we started. And I stopped.
Matt still drank alcohol.
Yeah. Jesus.
So that was 2013. I stopped. September 2013. So we probably stopped in 2013.
Dang, boys. That's...
I don't think it was that long, right? Like, we'd only been doing the podcast for a few months where you're like, I'm going to try this for a few months and just stop drinking.
Yep.
Yeah. Dude, and next year we get to celebrate a decade of dominance. That's crazy, yeah, boys.
Damn.
That's crazy. 9 years? 9 years we've been meeting up to just chat. That's what's up. Awesome. We've all grown and matured as people, I would say. Our lives have changed a ton over that time. But I will say, I don't think of myself as a consistent person. We've been very consistent. Good for us, man. Seriously. That's dope. Nice work, boys.
We showed up here with commitment issues. All three of us.
God damn, you're right. Oh God, I wish we could just drop an audio clip in there of us just talking about being, you know, like house cats versus street cats or whatever, alley cats.
Yeah, I mean, think about, like, I mean, stuff has changed drastically in those years, right? Like, I mean, I don't know, like, we don't even talk about Decepticons anymore. Is that even still a thing?
I know. I feel like Platinum Blonde is out now, you know?
Yeah, like the tanned up fake blonde, like, I still love them, but yeah, it's not like it used
to be.
Harder
to find.
Dude, you know what else is crazy? Shout out to the people who have been listening since the beginning. Like, people email us pretty regularly and they're like, yo, I've been riding since episode one. Like, that's wild.
Yeah, and even just think about, like, some of the people we know, right? Like, George is just part of our life now.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. He went from, like, listener/fan to just, like, regular dude friend of ours, you know? That's crazy.
Like, sometimes I almost have to remind myself, like, oh yeah, I did meet him through our podcast.
Yeah, he was at my house down here, and like my girlfriend after he left was like, how do you know him? Because it's like, you know, kind of a random pairing, right? Like, he was here with another buddy of ours who was like a sniper in the military, and just like, how do you know these guys? And I was like, honestly, I don't know. And I was like, oh, the podcast.
I did the same thing a few months ago, and I was talking about him, then I'm like, oh, yeah, it is because of the podcast.
That's crazy, man. We've met so many cool people too, actually. Like, now that I'm really, like, I wasn't thinking nostalgia going into this, to be honest with you guys. I didn't even know this was episode 300. But now that I'm thinking back, like, think of, like, the meetups we've done and stuff. Like, dude, we've met some characters, man. Like, I remember Bacon showing up with the ankle weights on, just crushing it. I've had, like, good discussions with a lot of people, like the one with the party bus, where we were just rolling in the party bus.
Oh, yeah, my buddy Aaron was in town.
Yeah, that was hell fun. Like, dude, I don't know. Like, Nori getting into the what are those things called? The little French cookies, macaroon game.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, I've heard she's been, like, doing, like, you know, events and stuff with it now.
Shout out Carson the lawyer.
Yeah,
he's like my friend down here. We almost hung out again this weekend.
Right, we did a meetup in Tacoma. Right, we've done a couple in Seattle. We've got one on the North End. I mean, hell, part of the reason was the mix cast. We outlasted the mix cast.
Yeah.
Oh, they're done?
They haven't. Yeah. I mean, they haven't started back up since pandemic stuff.
There can be only one on top of the mountain, boys. Hell yeah. Dude. And what, like, think of, what were some of our other themes? Like, cause we had the year of the hustle. Right. Yeah. Like, that seems like ages ago. Like, we've done, what was the other one? Like, listen, or like
LARP on,
of course. But there was one that was like listen, like patience or something like that. And then act or something. What was that one? You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know. I will say, it's funny. Sometimes on the men's room, we'll still, you get a few emails every once in a while. At the end of it, just like LARP on, I'm like LARP on. It's which, like, Matt, I'm trying to remember. Matt, was that you that came up with that?
Like, no, we were, I'm pretty sure you wanted to do that one.
But weren't we just kind of kidding? Like, I just remember it'd be kind of like a throwaway line. They were like, screw it, that'll be our hashtag. LARP on.
Yeah, I wanted to make it the hashtag because it was like in the early episodes, you know, I just liked radio and like I wanted to do too much. I started to start a beef with the Migs cast and I was like, no, we're not doing that. It's like, I was like, all right, cool word. You know, but it's like, well, we got to have a hashtag. And Ted, you're just like, I always wanted to make LARP on a thing or something like that. But it was like, we'll do that. And yeah, I mean, that'd be crazy to look back on Twitter. That hashtag's been around for 9 years now.
Matt, for what it's worth, in that beef, we won. We're still here. Still going.
3 states later.
Yeah.
You don't often get to like to enjoy victories. This one we can enjoy.
Yeah. So you're just drinking the blood of our enemies. What's that Conan thing? It's like to crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to rejoice in the lamentations of their women.
Yeah, I was I was thinking about it just walking to and from work today. I was like, man, that's been a long time we've been doing this and this and that. And I mean, just think of some of the stuff we've done too, right? Like Cobb, me and you have been to Burning Man twice since then.
Yeah. God, that's crazy. And 9 summer meltdowns probably. I mean, yeah. I don't know, dude. It just underscores I feel lucky to do it just because like I love you guys so much. And I feel like I know you both so much because we've just sat and looked at each other and talked for hours and hours and hours. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I can kind of tell what you're thinking. And like, I don't know, just we've gotten to tour inside of each other's minds.
Well, here's another blast from the past. Our buddy, the Eternal Fire, Drew Brokenshire, got back in the cage last Saturday and got a win.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Congrats.
Yeah, man.
Dude, yeah, I didn't even think of all the interviews we've done.
Yeah,
shout out John Moffitt.
Oh my God, the deleted interview, John Moffitt. Jesus, oh man, yeah, wow.
If you know, you know. It's what it is. It's not there anymore.
I mean, yeah, I don't want to give any details on that one. I guess just that was crazy, man.
Yeah,
that was crazy.
It was insanity.
I've never been so scared and turned on at the same time. I'll say that.
Oh, right. And I mean, I really thought he was just kind of kidding around. And it's like, oh no, he's really quitting football. Like, this is wild.
Mm-hmm. I think it's funny that like, I'm pretty sure like once weed got legal, we stopped doing timeouts.
Like, oh my God. I forgot we used to go smoke weed on the deck.
Yeah,
right. Like, we like play it cool, but I don't know. Eventually, it was just like, yeah, whatever, you know.
Like, yeah, we're smoking weed.
We don't need to talk about it. We're grownups,
dude. I forgot that we would stop the podcast to go smoke weed on the deck.
Well, they
that
were timeouts. Awesome. We never said what it was for. We never.
Yeah.
Now we have commercials.
Yeah. Now we have commercials.
God, I mean, even yeah. I don't know. It's very on brand. I'll say that. Like, even as Matt was walking out to this cast, Matt, can I say what happened or no?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Matt's like, I got to, like, you know, we're getting ready, whatever. And he's like, oh, I got to, like, run and take a piss real quick. And he comes back. He's like, I ripped the bong. Tyler was holding out for me right as I was walking by and I had to. And it's like, God damn it, dude.
Within reach, boys.
It's funny too, is like when you talk to like Stoner, and trust me, I'm saying this for me too, I'm just as guilty, right? Like I'd smoke weed all the time, and then it's like, hey, we should smoke a joint or this or that. But every time I take a bong hit, I go, why don't I do more bong hits, man? Mm-hmm. Like, well, you're an adult, you can go buy a bong.
I know, it just feels like a commitment. Dude, I got a question for you, Ted. What percentage? Oh, wait. Okay. What's the best way to phrase this? All right. What percentage of people listening are high right now? Average over 300 episodes.
Man, that's a good question. I know some people listen to us in the gym. Some people when they're out walking. I mean, I'm going to go low just based on the percentage of people that I think actually smoke like all during the day. So mm-hmm. I'd say 30%.
That's low. Dude, I was going to say 10.
Low, 30% seems low to me.
30%.
I'm aware of selective bias and confirmation bias, and, you know, also kind of getting what you put out there. So I was thinking like 60%, but that's probably just because people can tell how high I am. And a lot 60. Of people seem to vote. But I think I just hear about it a good amount. Like, yeah, you guys are great. I'm hot. I just have heard about smoking weed and like, we're good to listen to a good amount. But yeah, I mean, I always, it's one of the things that I've talked about. I mean, I stopped drinking like on this podcast, like, you know, and then I don't go to AA. I don't go to church. It's like, yeah, but I get to check in with the boys every Tuesday. So like, it's all good, you know? And like, so some people kind of, you know, identified with that, thought it was cool or whatever, but I've definitely heard about a lot of enthusiasm from people that smoke weed while they listen. But they also seem like the types that just smoke weed while they do everything, much like me. So that's why I'm saying I think I hear a lot of it, because it's just like you attract what you are.
And what was that book? People always, when they listen to our podcast, always email me.
Oh, The Easy Way to Stop Drinking.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Because that's true, right? That's a hell of a success story.
Yeah.
Yeah. You did just like straight stop. Sorry, guys. Wild.
You don't even really know how wild that is, Cobb, because you barely saw it. You know what I mean? Like, you and I had just become friends. Said you probably, yeah, you knew I liked to throw down back in the day.
Oh, I remember before you ever worked with us. I remember when you were like, I don't know, were you on the street team? Yeah. I remember being at the tractor for some show, and me and you just getting absolutely wasted and like ripping blunts out back. Like, I was like, that guy's crazy. He's like as crazy as I am.
I like you. You're crazy, man.
That's right. I mean,
crazy, man.
I got chills earlier when we were talking, because like, I don't know of any friendship that I've ever had that's been like this solid for 9 years, where it's just like, yeah, we talk every week, 9 years running. What do you want? You know? And you know, while we were just talking about 300 episodes, I had a moment where I was like, damn, dude, I didn't even know Ted at the start. Like, I just heard him on the radio. Like, what a cool thing. And you were always so cool when I was like, yeah, when I was still on the street team. And like, I remember hearing you say that. I remember hearing you be like, yeah, man, I like street teamers, you know? And I was like, you mentioned it on the air. And I was like, I'm going to go be a street teamer. That's attainable. And it was like, yeah, it led me on a wild ass journey. And yeah, here we are. This is fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, right, because of COVID and stuff, we haven't had like a street team in years. And I saw one of the dudes, Garrett, the other day in the office. I was like, dude, good to see you. Like, what have you been up to? How you been?
Yeah, that was something that I always tried to pay forward, like from the get-go, was like, you know, people coming in. You always set an example of how to treat everybody, you know. And yeah, as I worked my way up, I tried to do the same thing. But I know you started as a master of the custodial arts.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing too. Like, it's, I don't know, that's just one of my things. Like, it's not that hard to be nice to people or kind to people. And, you know, some people get in certain positions, right? It's easy. Like, you don't have to be, you don't have to chat up the street team or whatever, but also like, I don't know, they're there. They work with you. They might not be on the same quote unquote level, but like, what's it hurt you to be kind to them? Like, exactly. Right? Like, you're all working together.
Right.
It's not like Drew Locke doesn't talk to the punter. Sorry, it seems like a ridiculous time. Like,
I love that reference.
Right.
Dude, remember we used to do like shots on the show too.
Oh yeah.
And
I remember like drinking Fireball with you on the show for some reason.
Yeah, and I mean, look, let's be honest about it. Like, I barely even watched much NFL back then. Now I do it. I got a damn Union Jack behind me. I've been to London to see the Seahawks play, right? Like I just went through a period where I just didn't watch much NFL. And like, I was like, all right, cool. But that's right when we started, is when the Seahawks started getting good. It's like, maybe I'll start watching this again.
I was going to say, didn't they win the Super Bowl in 2014 or 13?
Yeah, I mean, we hadn't been on that long, right? And then that year, like, actually, I was drinking with some friends over at Roxy Bowl like a month ago, and I was talking to some people, and I was like, God damn, I love this place. And they're like, what? Like the food? Like the bar? Bowling? And I always tell the story, and you just bear with me. I'm sure I've told it before, was I dated a girl, and she loved the food at Roxy Bowl. But she wasn't the biggest sports fan. So on Sundays, I'd be like, hey, it's around 1:30. You want to go over to Roxy Bowl? And because she didn't have cable. Like, you want to go to Roxy Bowl and get some of that Chinese food you love? And she always like, yeah. I'm like, cool. Now, the secret part is I wanted to watch the damn Seahawks play. That or I'd go to South Center and be like, here's $100. Go have fun in Sephora. I'll just kill some time over at the Red Robin.
Take your time in there. Smell everything.
Like, honestly, if you could time it out, take 3.5 hours.
Really ask all the questions to the sales representative.
Man, it is crazy to think about just all the changes we've all been through, you know, in that time.
Yeah, I play Pub League now. Like, I don't think I ever played outside. Like, Cobb, me and you used to play indoor, but I just played keeper. I had no idea what I was doing with my feet. Now I'm scoring on Joe.
You also, you've kept that weight off for a while, Ted.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing too, right? Like, you worked with you, moved a couple times, got a couple real trainers.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, dude. I miss like the old condo you used to live in Belltown. That was a good spot. I like your spot now too, but that was a great spot.
Well, that spot was great, man. I should have, in retrospect, I should have bought that thing years ago.
Yeah. Well, you know, hindsight's 2020.
It always is. I mean, when it comes to sports, money decisions, women, I mean, when I look back on it, I know exactly what I should have done.
Yeah. It's always easier too when you're looking at someone else's situation, like, oh, he should obviously move left. But yeah, I mean, back when that podcast money was rolling in, I feel like that would have been the time to pounce on that condo, you know?
I mean, that's the other crazy thing. Like, even when I go to Buckley's now, like Kyle, think about how much time, right? Like, our other buddy was living down the hall. I mean, we would just go to Buckley's in Belltown just to grab like dinner and like a couple drinks. Like, we were over there all the time. And now I'm like, I know a couple of the bartenders, but not many. And most of the bartenders I know now, just because they go to Meltdown.
Yeah. Wow. That is crazy. Yeah. And we like went to Meltdown and then like ended up meeting like the guy who started Meltdown, interviewing on the cast. Like, we're friends with him now too. And that's just crazy.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, that has nothing to do with us, but like, right. It's wild to watch how big that festival's gotten as we've done this.
Yeah.
I remember the first year when you found it, I was like, I don't know, man, it seems too big. I'm kind of scared. Little did I know how much of our life will revolve around going to that festival and that crew of people now.
All those friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lance, if anybody that's listened for a while remembers our friend Boomer coming on. Yeah, that's awesome. I met my girlfriend because of this podcast, who I've been with for 6 years now. And to live down here with her, like, I mean, this is just, yeah, been a,
but yeah, she was a listener, trip. Right?
She started out, she hasn't listened in a long time. She's just,
but she
like,
was, but she started as a listener. Like, that's how you met her.
The room and hears me editing it. She hears all our swear words unbleeped.
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah, that's, yeah, it's just, it trips me out a lot, but yeah, lately, you know, it's been so digital, and it's like, but the real impact that it's had on my life, and even seeing you guys over Zoom over the pandemic and now living down here, is just like, I don't know if you can really quantify, you know, there's a lot of talk about mental health. It's like, how do you find two bros like you guys and talk to them every single week for an hour? But I don't know, but I'd recommend it. If you could find some awesome friends, go for it. Make it a priority in your life.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's easy. Not easy, but we're sitting here thinking about like episode 300. But yeah, I'm with you. Now my mind's racing like, oh yeah. And Cobb, if it wasn't for our mutual friend, and then that's how I met you. That's how I met Barnsey. Like, it's wild. I mean, hell, like, Barnsey's working at a sports station now. Like, it is kind of strange.
Yeah, it's crazy that we used to be on the same soccer team, too. Like, that's how we, like, became, like, more friends, you know?
I know, right? Like, I always forget, I'm like, oh, yeah. And then if I remember correctly, like we would go out sometimes afterwards and like I would put it on. Like, nah, it's the middle of the week. Who cares?
Why not, man? We were, dude, like I was saying, man, everything is beautiful and nothing hurts.
all right. Voice. I do have to mention, I did go to Luke Combs this Saturday night. First of all, yes, it was pouring down rain. It was 60. I mean, it was only like 65 degrees. So not the best weather, but like, Cobb, you were with me, right? Years ago, I want to say 9 years ago. It was a while ago. We tailgated Kenny Chesney, but we didn't go in.
The stuff of legend.
Right. But we didn't go in. So this time was kind of different. Like I had to do stuff all day Saturday. The city was just gridlocked. It took me a while to get down there, but we get in there. It is pouring down rain. There's no empty seats. Like I'd never been into a country show. It was fucking awesome, boys. Like wow. People having fun, like tons of attractive people. Like I met a military guy that I could just tell, like I started BSing with him and you know, he knew Brendan Looney and the Looney family and stuff. I mean, just like connections. And then like I ran into 10 or 15 people I knew, which didn't include anybody I already knew was gonna be there. And then like, yeah, man, it was fun. And then also, like, look, I'm not the biggest country fan, so I'm not trying to make fun of it, but like Luke Combs just has some cuts. Some of them are just kind of poppy and fun. Like, actually, it's funny. Taryn's husband, Brad Cash was with me. And at one point he goes, do you actually know this song? I'm like, no, I don't know this song. But I was like, it's got a cool beat. Like, it's not, like I've heard the chorus once. I'm getting in.
Yeah, catchy. God, yeah. Not to keep harkening back, but think about the number of concerts the three of us have been to in the last, you know, 9 years. That's crazy too. Wait, so dude, so Luke Combs, was it at the Tacoma Dome or is it in like Seattle?
Oh, it was at Lumen Field.
So you were outside.
We were. I was in 134. So like, you know, like if you're going out to like the front level, instead of going down towards the field, you like walk up a section. So I was kind of just undercover. I had on the cowboy hat from Burning Man. So like, I was pretty comfortable, but it was pouring out there. And trust me, I've already seen videos of like, you know, he's got that famous song, When It Rains, It Pours. And like the pictures of him from behind, it's just dumping rain. I mean, it looks so epic. But
wait, you wore a giant foam cowboy hat to this thing?
No, man, the one I bought in Centerville, the real one.
Oh, dude, I thought you were talking about that giant, crazy foam one. I was like, you are such a prick to the people sitting behind you. Like, that's amazing, but God, you got some balls, Ted Smith. Well, Matt, we're on our own. Ted's taking a quick. Oh, there you go. Oh, nice.
Yeah. Got the hat.
Dude, that thing is like pretty authentic. Like, I feel like that's not like a Texas cowboy hat. That's like a New Mexico, like I spent time around cacti type hat, you know?
It's a working man's cowboy hat, all right? I ain't out here bull riding.
That is a working man's hat. You're not kidding. Unfortunately, none of those women realize you're all hat and no cattle, baby. In fact, we all are.
So here's the other thing too, right? Like even when we got in there, like we're like in the beer line and like my buddy Sean's on the other side, right? So we're like having a race to see who's going to get there first. And like people just buy into it. Like this couple in front of us, they're like, go ahead in front of us, man. You got to beat them. And I'm like, yes. And then I see over at his line and there's like a group of four dudes and they're like, get in front of us, man. Fuck them. Like, you got to win this. So like, that's what I'm saying. Like the whole night's pretty fun.
People are feeling good. That's always fun to be in that crowd.
Right. And it's like, I mean, you know this, right? He doesn't come on till 9. This is 8:45 p.m. on a Saturday night. You know, people have been boozing up all day. I also forgot how dark it is in that stadium, like going up and down the stairs when there's not a sporting event. I was like, oh, man, like this is I got to be careful. And then where the bathroom was, like I'm telling you, it's pouring. So the rain's just kind of coming in there. But I'd say 70% of this crowd is in cowboy boots. And I mean, I watched so many people just eat it.
Yeah, they're in cowboy boots and they're not usually in cowboy boots. So those things are new. That bottom is still like has that little sheen on it. So it's slick. Yeah, you got to break those bad boys in.
Yeah, it was just a great time. And then I saw so many, like I saw a bunch of people on Facebook. And then we went over to King Street afterwards. And like, some couple walked in and like the girl walks out. We're standing outside, like that outside area with like a bucket of beer. And, you know, there's like a group, like there's a group of like, what was there, six of us? And we're just like, who are you? And she's like, oh, I'm Amber. And we're like, get over here, Amber, have a beer with us, right? She's like, well, I'm waiting for my boyfriend, Chris. And we're like, all right. So then, I mean, this can't be more than 5 minutes, right? And by the time this dude starts walking out, we've got like the whole outdoor section, like chanting his name. And he's like, what's going on? And we're like, Chris, like you're the man. Amber's the woman. You guys are great.
That's awesome.
It was not me. Somebody I know may have taken a nap in the bathroom.
Wow. People were feeling loose out there.
Oh yeah. It was getting real loose. But again, like, I don't know if I'm ready for Watershed, but I know Kenny Chesney's coming back next month. I'll be at a wedding, but I'm telling you, if you can hear my voice right now, go down there and tailgate, go to that show. Like, I think Luke Bryan's a little more fun, but I'm sure Kenny Chesney has a bunch of hits people would love. But yeah, man, just go. It was a blast.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love a good country concert.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be hard pressed to start skipping or missing them anymore. But yeah, it's a target rich environment.
Yeah, it really is. Especially, I mean, yeah, I feel like those are your people. You know,
well,
plus, weirdly, because you also love gangster rap, but I don't know. Well,
yeah. I know. But I mean, look, that's the thing too. Like, you're talking about all the shows we've been to, like, right. I mean, I'm trying to think, like, right. Me and you saw Diplo in the desert, right.
Yeah.
We've seen Grizz, all that stuff at Meltdown. I've seen Luke Bryan now. I saw Kendrick at White River. I saw Migos there, Future. That was before we all knew we didn't like Future. Now we like them again.
Like, dude, yeah, we've done a couple of shows at the Croc together, a couple at Showbox Market. I know we've done one at, what's that one right by the freeway there? Like the Pantheon? No, not Elko. Although I think we saw I can't remember the name of them, like a rock band there. But no, what's the other one? It starts with like a P as you're coming down Capitol Hill. It's like a big theater.
Paramount?
Oh, the Paramount.
Paramount, yeah.
Yeah, we saw Grizz there.
Yeah, that's right. That was sick.
Isn't there a Paramount in Austin, Texas too?
Probably. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure there's a Paramount. There's a couple theater names that are in almost every major city, just because back in the day when they were built, like, I don't know why they just all kind of use the same names. Like, this is our Paramount Theater.
Yeah.
So
if that was that company, Paramount Pictures.
You know what?
I also have no idea, but that would make sense.
That would make a ton of sense.
Wow.
God, why are we so dumb? 300 episodes later, we're still dumb.
Did you know? I mean, that's a good fun fact. We didn't actually confirm it, but
yeah, maybe it's real, maybe it's not. We were the wealth of misinformation.
Hey, print the legend.
I loved when you threw that in the group text the other day. I actually thought it was pretty funny.
All right, let's take a break here. We'll come back and do some emails. What's Matt and finish up with the cop topic. All right, welcome back. Thanks to our sponsors, we recommend a lot of universities, just not Brown. Right.
I'm a Cornell guy.
I know. By the way, I have maybe after I indulge in a few adult beverages, try to relay that story to people, and they're like, I don't get it. Like, nah, we did. We're just making fun of a school. We have no idea. That's the whole joke. And they're just like, what? Like, nah, man, it's funny because it's a real good school. I didn't even go to college. They're like, yeah, man. So what do you guys talk about on that podcast?
Honestly, not much.
All right, Cobb, let's read some emails.
Luke Combs concert, 911. Boys, please tell me you remembered the Luke Combs concert in Seattle this weekend. I'm currently sitting at Lumen Field, surrounded, all caps, by talent. I'm talking mid-30s, tan, blonde, bombshells in flannel everywhere. It's like a zombie apocalypse of Decepticons. Pray for me. And cheers to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land. Yeah, whoever that is, he's not lying. Like, we were late getting down there, but I mean, yeah, when we got in there, like, it was in between acts before Luke Combs. So, I mean, everybody's on the concourse. And I mean, like, look, you know I love blondes, but there is even just, like, just all types of women. And, like, I just am a sucker for that look. Like, I don't know. But bedazzled jeans aren't cool anymore, but they're all my age. I'm just like, I love this. You should all go wear cowboy hats more often.
Yeah. God, that's, yeah. I mean, that's a hell of an email. I like that in that moment, in the eye of the storm with beautiful women in flannel swirling around him, he had the presence of mind to drop us an email. Like, that's a true fan right there.
Yeah. And trust me, I was close. Right. Cause like, I'd gotten tickets. They were, you know, got them through work and stuff. So like, it had been a long Saturday for your boy. Like I was very easily just going to sit on my couch and be like, I don't know. Like, don't feel like going out. It's piss and rain. But yeah, a couple of other guys, especially Brad, was like, no, man, like I want to see this guy actually perform. And to his credit, like, this is what I'm saying, Luke Bryan fucking crushed it, man. Like I was impressed. The entire floor was in that rainstorm was full the entire time. And like, people are out there dancing, having fun, like making new friends. I also realized like, we've just been stuck inside. Like that was, I've been to sporting events, but that was the first like concert I've been to where I was like, whoa.
Yeah, seriously. Okay. Switching gears, Cobb topic. So we were talking a while ago, but like, it was like that flaming hot theme. Like what would be the best thing to have or what the worst thing to have flaming hot flavor? What did I send you guys? I was like at some like rural gas station, sent you guys a flaming hot thing. I can't remember what it was.
Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Dude. God, that's what it was, dude. It was in a Dollar General in West Texas. And I saw a flaming hot flavor Mountain Dew.
I also found another Cobb car.
Wait, other than the one you sent me?
Well, so like a couple months ago, I sent you that picture of like on their windshield, it said Cobb. And then the last one I sent you, that was literally the license plate, Cobb car.
Yeah, and dude, like, I sent that to my dad and he was blown away.
Yeah, I was sitting there with my buddy at the stoplight and he's like, are they related to him? I go, I don't know. But I go, I can't believe we've seen two of these like infamous cop cars now. Like, this is crazy.
You're like, God, that family just loves vanity license plates. I got to tell a quick story for people who haven't heard it. So for a while, my car, I was like pretty pumped. I got a little like Lexus SUV. I was feeling like hot shit, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a vanity plate. And I was like, I just want to put out to the world. Like, you know, I want to start like pushing out more positive energy and just like letting people feel that. And like, obviously, you know, it was like tail end of summer. I'd been, you know, quote unquote partying, you know, feeling the vibe, as they say.
Experimenting.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. And so, so the license plate I got was VIBIN with like a national parks plate. So it could get a little bit of attention, but nothing crazy. Ted comes out of his house and I'm proud of it. I'm pumped. We're smoking a joint and he takes one look at it and he's like, yeah, man, you know what that license plate says? I'm like, it says vibing, man. It says vibing. It's dope. It's like my, it says vibing. And he's like, says, pull me over. I smoke weed. I was like, God damn it. God damn it. He's right. Like, I'm definitely going to get pulled over with the stupid plate. And like immediately it went from like a 10 to like a one.
I just thought it was funny. It's like, you'll smoke, but you're far from what I call like a stoner. It's just like vibing, man. Yeah.
I just want to go on record that that's before the term blew up and, you know, got overused. But anyway. All right. So this email, Cobb topic, he just leads with all the land. Like you can tell this person listens. Flaming hot personal lubricant from Isaac.
All right.
That's it. That's the email, boys.
Oh, yeah, they can't. I'll tell you what. Forget flaming hot. Have you seen Old Bay is everywhere now?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Renaissance. Maybe they like gave a licensing deal or something.
Well, I know McCormick bought them finally like a few years ago.
Ah.
But yeah, like McCormick must be going all in. Because I mean, those goldfish, I mean, I found them at my corner store. They're everywhere. And then I've seen like three or four more products. So I was like, oh, they are really licensing this out now. But it's about
dang.
Let the whole country know about Old Bay.
That goldfish bag is really cool. It looks like the Old Bay seasoning can. Like it's super retro. Yeah, man, you got to imagine McCormick's has been like chomping at the bit to get their hands on that brand for decades. You know, when it finally happens, you know they're going to pop off.
Yeah, I think it's also funny is a lot of people on Twitter are like, that know me, they're like, Ted, can you vouch for these Old Bay goldfish? And I'm like, listen, they're awesome. with the caveat of that I'm from Maryland. Like, I don't know that I've ever eaten anything with Old Bay on it and been like, no, I don't like this.
Yeah, that seems about right. Right. That's like crack to those people in Maryland.
Did you see the meme going around today? And it's like the Old Bay Goldfish, and then on the shelf below it is like Pride Month Goldfish. And it said there are two genders, gay and people from Maryland.
That's awesome.
You got one more in there?
Yeah. Literally, I was just looking up Old Bay like images and a shirt came up. And so I click on it, I go to the site, and immediately it just hits me with a pop of a guy wrapped in a Maryland flag. Oh. You people are out of your minds. I know. Greetings to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
I'll spoil it for you. This one's from Miami Jake, boys. It's going to be good. You'll never catch me defending Florida. I wish you would talk more shit on this state. Too expensive, too humid, and everything and everyone have lost their minds. Probably from too much sun. If I didn't love Miami specifically and all my people there, I would have never left the West Coast. Is Miami different than the rest of the state? In ways, sure. But the Florida has absolutely left its mark under the surface. I won't get political, but there's no public infrastructure to speak of. The Metro Rail is a joke, and MIA is the worst airport in the country. The state is incredibly regressive on social issues, and everything fun, gambling, weed, etc., is illegal. At least we have good beaches and clubs. Miami Jake. Wasn't Miami Jake living in like Las Vegas for a minute? See, I wonder if he's back there.
I don't know.
You guys remember that email?
I think
maybe
so,
he was just in Vegas.
We're talking about Miami Jake, Carson Lawyer. Like, Miami Jake's another good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Staple, dude. Yeah, white Ferrari Testarossa on the beach. That's how I always think of him.
Yeah, he's right though. Miami, I've only been there once, but yeah, it threw me off. Everybody was like all weirded out. So I kept asking, like, where do you find weed? Like, we can get you cocaine. Just hard to get weed. I'm like, that is so weird.
Yeah, weirdly, Colombia was actually kind of like that too. Like, cocaine is like as casual as like getting your hands on beer, probably. But like, yeah, weed, not possible.
Yeah, we came up with some new names for records. Somebody had a story about waking up at a house and they were like, all that was left was cocaine and ketchup. We were like, that could be an album. And then we went from that into Molly and mustard. And then, what was it? Acid and aioli.
Oh, yeah. That's the one I'm signing up for, obviously.
Well, I said, out of those three drugs, if anybody's going to be specific about making aioli as opposed to mayonnaise, it's the dude on acid. Oh man.
Dad, right, sometimes I wonder what goes on in that brain of yours.
Oh, trust me, a lot of people do. All right. Mm-hmm. Let's check what's going on with Matt's brain with What's Matt.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Before we get to What's Matt,
hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Check out with What's Matt.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Before we get to What's Matt.
Hey, what's good? What's
Madden? Check out with What's Madden.
Well, last week, we didn't record an episode because I went and saw Limp Bizkit.
Nice.
Live.
Nice.
In concert in 2022. That was just a ton of fun. It was, you know, a blast from the past. Total trip down memory lane. But they killed it. It was so fun. And, you know, everyone knows all the songs and the set list was awesome. Wes Borland's, you know, a maniac on guitar, and Fred Durst just knows how to work a crowd. And then for the encore, I think it was like their families or something. Like, they had people on stage the whole time, like groups of people kind of behind the band that I'm pretty sure were their families and people from the band or even stage crew. But all those people just swarmed the stage for the encore for break stuff. And they had already like turned the house lights on the crowd. They just left those on during break stuff. And it was the most insane pit. We talked about all the shows we've seen. All the shows I've seen. Limp Bizkit, break stuff, just an all-time pit. It was madness. I was not in it. I was happy to be watching, but I was just like, damn, dude, I've seen so many bands that so many like cool people think are more hardcore than Limp Bizkit or way cooler than Limp Bizkit. And it's like, you know, they persevered since 97. 25 years later, they're still doing it. And like I said, put my jaded show going ass. Like, I was like, damn, that's one of the, that's as good as a concert gets right there. It's so fun. They just had everything you wanted. And then, but yeah, the encore is pit. Like I said, never seen anything like it. It was just like, damn, dude, that's crazy. So shout out Limp Bizkit, you know, bump them, listen to it. I remember that was actually, I think it was Ted, you and Miggs on the Megacast, maybe we're talking about like, you got to let go of your Limp Bizkit hate or something like that one time.
Like Significant Other, like I still said, it's a great CD. And like Limp Bizkit was awesome. And then it was just like, oh, now we hate Fred Durst, so we got to hate Limp Bizkit. It just became like cool to hate on. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Nickelback.
Yeah. I mean, exactly.
They put out the green album with the Who cover was not good. But like, I mean, they didn't get a pass. Like everybody was so ready to throw them out, and it's like, honestly, the new record they put out last year kicks some ass, and they started the show with like three songs from it, and they were bangers. And then they're like, we're taking it back to 1999, and just like played some Britney Spears, DJ Lethal over the crowd, and like, you know, they had the disco ball going, and it was like, all right, here we go. And then, you know, they just brought it. It was insane. So
how crazy was that crowd when they started Nookie,
dude? So yeah, everybody went pretty nuts when Nookie started. I would say that up until the break stuff pit, that was definitely like, it was insane to see the difference. Like, you know, and I forgot how good that song is. That song became like a little joke within itself. It got so big. I mean, it was beating out Britney Spears and stuff on TRL.
Yep.
Yeah, seen it live. I was just like, oh, this song is still like banger, like big time. And yeah. I just kind of forgot. I was like, yeah, that's their poppy one that made them a gazillion dollars. Good for them. You know, like, oh, I like the deep cuts, you know.
Did they cover Faith by George Michael?
They did. Wes Borland crowd surfed while he was playing guitar during it.
Wow. Yeah, that's cool, man.
Yeah, it was nuts. So you know, shout out to them. And yeah, like I said, Ted, when you and Miggs had that conversation, that was a little mentally for me. I'd let go of the hate, but I still thought I was too cool for them, you know. And then I was like, all right, let's go check that out. Let's go to the gym and like put on Chocolate Starfish. And it was like, wow, good call.
Yeah, man.
So I also watched the new special from our latest comedian extraordinaire that we keep talking about, Stavros Halkias.
Nice.
It's available on his YouTube. It's hilarious. Ted, you gotta watch it. Like, I will send you the link, but he does a part about people from Maryland and does the accent, and it's just, he's so good. But yeah, it's hilarious. So definitely would recommend that. And then that's for everybody. It's on his YouTube, it's free, and I just want to tell people about it because we've been talking about him and I thought it was hilarious. And then you also get a kick out of, we went to the 420 bank again, and then we went and got some Thai food. There's an awesome spot next door. If you're ever in town, you go there and you want Thai food, it's right next door. But if you're listening to this in Seattle, you got plenty of Thai options, but yeah, we don't. But the after dinner, the Red Hot Cholo Peppers were performing.
Nice.
Which is a group of, you know, Latino gentlemen, Latinx. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that word even.
Latino gentlemen.
I never thought, you know, it's a bunch of Mexican dudes dressed up as cholos. I don't know if that's what they walk around as all the time or if they're just having fun. But they actually like covered some like Mexican songs and as well, and threw in some verses in Spanish, and like also just threw it the fuck down, dude. Their rhythm section was awesome. Like, I've seen the Chili Peppers live, and they're an awesome band, but largely because of Chad Smith and Flea, just like the way that they connect. And these two had that same sort of bond where it was like, you know, when the rhythm section is tight like that in the pocket, as musicians say, again, I don't want to sound like a poser, but I've heard the term, but you know, I've never been in the pocket, I would say, but, you know, I think I can spot it.
That's always acting out of pocket.
I hear that term all the time. I'm like, I can't play an instrument. I fathom, it's like being in the zone in baseball, right? Or any sport. Like, you can just see the seams coming at you. Like, they're just grooving with each other. They're in pocket.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah, it was really cool. I mean, I would say check them out, but they're a Red Hot Chili Peppers cover band. So you just listen to Red Hot Chili Peppers, but the Cholo Peppers are around Southern California. So if you ever get a chance, a lot of fun live. They were awesome.
Nice. All right. You recommended, so two things real quick. You guys ever seen The Boys?
Watching it right now. I think I'm on episode 5 or something. That show is awesome. One? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to give anything away. I've watched the first two seasons. I started season 3 last night. Just holy shit. That show is unbelievable.
Awesome.
It is so dark, like evil. I don't know how they come up with it, but man, that is a good show. Like I watched that episode last night and twice was just like jaw open. Like, I can't believe I just watched that. And then also just dying laughing. It was like, am I a bad person? Like, this is really dark, but it's funny.
Wild show. Yep.
Also, Cobb, you were talking earlier about, I'm bragging about going to Luke Bryan. You're like, you go to a lot of rap shows too. Did I tell you what I'm going to see Saturday night?
Pac Hologram? No. What's going on?
Going to the symphony. Going to see a conductor do some Gershwin at Benner Royal Hall.
Wow. See, okay. I've always said this is why it's going to be hard to find you a woman, because she has got to be enigmatic and flexible and touch a lot of areas. You know what I mean? Because Ted, though, despite being simple, is a man of many interests. Many interests. Some of those interests are baseline. Some of them, you know, a little more sophisticated, but you like a lot of different stuff. You got your fingers in a lot of different pies. And I feel like it's going to be tough to find a woman of that caliber to match that, while also still being down to just like, you know, like vibe with your lower animal instincts, AKA, you know, like light beers on the back patio, smoking a dushy, you know, like there's levels to this game. And like, I don't know what key fits through that keyhole, but like, she's rare. I'll say that. She's rare. And she grew up in Renton, I'm pretty sure. That's all I know.
All right. All right. It's about that time.
Topic.
God damn it. That's funny.
So if you're out there or you know someone out there, contact us. Email. The emails go straight to me. Ted can't do anything about it. All right. Okay. So, Matt, you were talking about something that was going to be the cop topic today. I don't really remember. So unimportant, because I've already abandoned it, because now Ted kind of got me on the nostalgia train. I mean, we're talking about episode 300, you know, that's no small achievement. It's no small task 9 years in. So I'm just curious, and, you know, don't feel obligated to email, obviously, but if you want to let us know, I think it'd be cool. But boys, I'm just curious. Well, this is more for the listeners, but you guys can answer as well, which is just, I guess I kind of talked people out of it and then I'm like, actually right in. But what has been your favorite moment from the cast, or what's something you learned that you carry with you, or what's just something that was funny, or a story that you liked, or just whatever. I don't know. Like, you know, we do this thing for free. We just sit in our closets and do it. So like, give us something back, man. Just tell, you know, tell us what's going on or what you've enjoyed and that was cool or interesting or dumb, or you're like, oh, I can't believe, like, you know, you guys were so dumb that you thought this, or just whatever, man. Let us know what's going on. Just moments that have stood out to you, because it's fun for us to relive them too. So anyway, that's it. Boys, you got anything you want to close out on? Moments or anything from 300?
I mean, for me, it's just the get-togethers. Like, I'm always just shocked how many people actually show up. Like,
yeah,
it's awesome. and like people get along, like everybody has a good time. I remember the one too, we had at King Street the one time, like Nori brought those little French Nutella macaroons. Mm-hmm. Like somebody else brought, like, I just remember people showing up. It was right before Christmas. Like it was good vibes.
Yeah. Always vibing, baby.
Always vibing.
Matthias?
I think it's funny that you introduced me to Wim Hof. That's another little thing in my life that's just been so cool. And, you know, thank you. And it was fun when you got into cold plunges too. Like, there's just been the Wim Hof rabbit hole, I think, is one of the cooler things. And you were the first one to kind of started talking about gratitude openly around me, I think. Like in my personal life anyway. So that's been another really helpful thing that just like over the years I've carried with me a lot of Wim Hof breathing and a lot of gratitude practice. I think those are helpful things.
Nice. Dude, you'll love this. I have a chest freezer showing up on Thursday. I'm putting a cold plunge out on my deck.
Oh,
DIY way. Cold plunge for the house.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's so sick.
Yeah, it's going to be sweet. That thing's going to get cold. So let's see.
So cold.
Yeah. We don't play, man. I mean, it's 100 degrees down here, you know? But seriously, Ted, I mean, I should send you my lab results. Honestly, my testosterone was literally almost off the charts. Nice. It was like 10 points below. It's insane. I'm 35. I mean, it's an ultimate biohack. But anyway, I just think about, like, you know, there's like, I used to be a big Friends fan. And they play the song and they kind of go through like, you know, a little mashup. And if I think about the mashup of like little moments from this show over the years, you know, whether it's us like drinking Fireball or smoking on the deck or interviewing, you know, Aaron Jones or like, you know, talking about the concerts we were at or just like us doing pushups in the old studio, like just prepping, getting pumped up, us complaining about the new studio. Like, I don't know, man, we've had a lot of cool times and a lot of cool moments. And, you know, I've loved being a part of it. And, you know, we've had a lot of fun. It's super cool. And I didn't really think it would be this long running of a thing. And, you know, it's something I look forward to every week. So yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and I think I would end too. Just thanks for everybody that's listened. If you listen once, thanks. If you've been here the whole time, super thanks. I don't know. If you check in once in a while, awesome. I mean, even just the thing of some of the stuff, right? Like, I'm just kind of running through like my family members now, right? Like, right? There's Smith Family Popcorn. There's Cobb Popcorn. My brother's a principal now. Like, you know, like, right over the time, like people, everybody's been hustling and working, doing stuff.
Culmination.
So, yeah. Nothing super funny. We'll just end with 300. Thanks to everybody that's listened. Classic move. We're going to be a day late next week because I'm going to a Sounders game on Tuesday.
Still got it.
Yeah. If you see me at Gershwin, I don't know. I'll buy you a vino. I don't know how that works. I don't even know if they sell wine. Anyhow, there you go. Episode 300 for MCTP, for Cobb. I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.